With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So hello and welcome back to Blues Focus, where today we're going to be doing the opposition review. Today I'm glad to be joined by Cozzy from the Take That Chance podcast. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Tommy. Yeah, still getting used to the season starting, to be honest. It's been a whirlwind for us. Finished at Wembley. It's been a quick turnaround. And yeah, we were weird last week. I don't know how you felt being in the ground in July, but a good old World Cup, eh?
It would have been nice to have had the World Cup, but of course FIFA decided to have it in the winter in Dubai, not Dubai, Qatar. Today we're going to be talking about our upcoming fixture tomorrow, Friday night. What we can expect from the Terriers and how Cozzy thinks the Huddersfield are going to get on this season, which is kind of my first question, actually. Your first game of the season, which we briefly touched on there, was Burnley. It was a 1-0 defeat. But how did you feel like you got on in that game?
Yeah, we were very poor, to be honest. It's been a very turbulent off-season from the moment John Moss didn't give us that penalty and the VAR didn't give us the other one, so losing as manager and then late on losing our manager kind of 3 weeks before the season and then losing his two best players in the week leading up to games. So it's been a far from ideal start to the season. Obviously, a rookie coach coming in, just kind of Danny Schofield promoted from within. The chairman says that was always going to be the plan once Carlos moved on, but I don't think anyone expected it to be so quick. So, yeah, it looked like it was, to be honest, Tommy, a rushed pre-season, not a lot happening, players kind of not connecting with each other. Obviously, we've got quite a lot of new players in. Players last season who Carlos Corberan didn't kind of see fit to be in the first team was starting last week. And I suppose you've got to look at who we were playing as well. Obviously, Vincent Kompany, the Burnley Revolution, starting there, full of energy, full of optimism, some really good signings. Josh Cullen were brilliant on the night. And yeah, we were a poor second. I mean, I know the scoreline only said 1-0, but to be honest with you, it flattered us. And disappointing. We didn't really land a blow in the game. We didn't even get stuck in. We didn't have a shot on target. We were at home, first game, big crowd in there. And yeah, so disappointing. But you know, football works is very black and white already after 90 minutes, the pressure's on. But so it's going to be an interesting game tomorrow night. And yeah, it's. I remember I came to the game at St Andrews in, I think, late Feb, wasn't it? And you were in a bit of a state at that time, to be honest with you, but we were rolling and we beat you so comfortable. You were very poor and
very poor,
honestly. But it's a totally different team, totally different coach. Obviously, you've got a kind of new owner now, new manager. Obviously, Boyer's gone, so it's two teams really that are pretty unrecognizable from when we played only a few months back.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, like, our new ownership is like a complete merry-go-round with all sorts of stuff going on about a bit. But we won't get into that because that is just like an hour and a half of stuff. Never-ending story level. This honestly just doesn't stop. But speaking of which, you've had a transfer window in which you've had your left-back and your best central midfielder go. I mean, like, you've got a fair bit of profit from them, in fairness. You did get 10 million for both of them. With that money coming in, like, do you see anybody being replaced with it? Or is it just like a bit of a, is it disappointing to see them go above the Forest?
Yeah, it's almost like a double kick in the you-know-whats, really. Not only did they obviously beat us in the playoffs, they took, and you could argue, Olympiacos, obviously owned by the Forest owners, took our manager as well. So it's like kind of treble kicking, really. But obviously, Premier League's big beast in it, and you can't blame the guys, for going, really, and that as well. And yeah, we've got replacements, but I think the thing is, Tommy, we've not really replaced the fullbacks, midfield. We had a guy come in called David Kazuma, played at MK Dons. He's already out for a month. Can't believe he only played 40 minutes, came on as a sub. He's done his hamstring. So that's a big blow for us. Matty Pearson, who were a rocket at kind of the back last season, he's out for 6 months, maybe the season, if you're led to believe, broke his foot. Yeah, and obviously we kind of signed a guy called Jack Radoni, highly rated AFC Wimbledon midfielder. But again, these guys have never played championship football, so it's a big ask. And what Danny Scofield did last week, he kind of went with a tried and tested the players who, to be fair, Carlos didn't use quite a few of them, but and it backfired really. It looked a team, you know, that didn't know each other, players that were a bit out of their depth. But the trouble is, Tommy, it's one game. We were playing a good side against Burnley, and it's been a weird pre-season. Really weird. We were playing like two teams every kind of Saturday for like three Saturdays. So it's really odd. And yeah, I think it's an easy thing to throw that, because that's been the talking point this week. It's like, well, hang on a minute. This actual team's never played together that played last week. And yeah, it's a big loss. I mean, Lewis O'Brien, massive. He gets us up the field. And obviously he's not there, but we're going to have to learn to live without him, Tommy. But I suppose if last week's, anything to go by. I think the big thing for me, if we go to St Andrews tomorrow and put in a performance like that again, then I am worried, because obviously, with again, no disrespect, the opposition's, I don't think, is as strong as Burnley. But if to be honest, for me, it's really weird, but the performance is just as much as a result tomorrow for me. I want to see a big reaction. I want to see, trying to win the game, to be honest with you, because I think just last week, might have been when we were in the Premier League in 2017, 18, 19, where we kind of just sat back and invited Burnley on. I think in the first half, we had 20-odd 4% possession. I think, bloody hell, did we actually get promoted in the end? I mean, this is a Premier League game, because, it was crazy. But, I want to see a bit more go forward tomorrow. But I won't lie, I think any Town fan who were there last week, we can say it's the first game. And I think everyone's in football now, everything's black and white, and no one gets any time. Yeah. But, I want to see a lot more tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Is that the sort of mentality that you're going into the game with? Like, we've just finished in the playoffs. Where did you finish last season? Third, was it?
We finished third, 83-4 points, I think it was. And that's well, an incredible season. Beyond his wildest dreams, just as we kind of bet you, I think in February, we went on this ridiculous run. I think we won 7 out of his last 8 and only drew the last one. So we were never going to challenge Bournemouth, to be fair. They were away and gone with Fulham. Mm. But you've lost the man who kind of spearheaded the coach, the guy who kind of got it all together, and obviously your main left back, you go forward. I think that's what worries me a little bit, Tommy, kind of the fullbacks. I just think in modern day football, your fullbacks are huge, pretty much. You've gotten asked them to do both jobs. And we've got a guy called Josh Ruffles, to be honest. He didn't see much of first team action. He was always, behind the fullbacks last season, and came on. And he had a tough night against Burnley. But what do they say? We go again. It's going to be a fascinating game. I'm really interested. I mean, it's first week in August. But again, I'm looking for a reaction. Obviously, you've got a good draw last week, so you'll be coming into it with a little bit
of confidence.
First home game. Are all your stands back open yet, Tommy? Is that still there?
No, they're still down. Yeah. They're still down. You're going to have to enjoy a half-empty stadium of atmosphere,
we've got it, yeah. No, it's for us, it's going to be interesting, but I want to see just a good... Honestly, I'll take a 1-1 now, Tommy, with a really good performance and something to build on, because there were nothing to build on last week.
Is it surprising to see a team that finished in the playoffs start the season so poorly?
I don't think so, because of the mitigating circumstances. It was short pre-season. We lost the manager. We didn't lose him straight away. It wouldn't have been so bad if he had kind of walked after the final. But, it went on for 2-3 weeks. There seemed to be a breakdown in with the powers that be, that, at Huddersfield, the transfers. I think a couple of deals he had lined up, Carlos, and they wouldn't push him through. And obviously, that would annoy me, O'Brien, a tough look, because, you're thinking, get them out there. But to be fair, they didn't play any of his pre-season games. So, and the opposition. So, ideally, you'd like to come in there and come in. But I think there's a lot of teams who've had short pre-seasons and strange pre-seasons. I think a lot of teams, I know the Premier League, and a few have gone on tour, but I don't think many in ours have. I've noticed they're playing, local games. It's been a bit strange. But again, we've got a new coach with his, supposedly new ideas. We didn't kind of see much of that last week, but obviously, it'd be interesting tomorrow night how he sets it up. And you've got a guy like Josh Caroma, who in the COVID season, he was brilliant. Honestly, we were this guy, were electric, one of the best players in the championship. I was thinking we'd take some offers. Last season, Tommy, he never got a kick pretty much from about Christmas onwards. He didn't even make the squad for the Wembley.
Wow.
And he played last week. He was subbed off after 60 minutes. He was really poor. So I think there'll be a few changes from the team last week. That takes place at St Andrews tomorrow. But again, our old friend, Mr Bakune, what he played up front last week? I saw some weird formations. Yeah, mate, the thing is, mate, as you know, he can do anything, man. He might get sent off for a 2-foot tackle, match.
Yeah.
He's got a 30-yarder free kick and stuff as well. So, but we'll have to be on his guard against him. But
yeah,
interesting times at this. It's never dull, but it's just a bit frustrating for us from a fan base. It's, you always know in the Championship, if you lose the playoff final, you always know your best players are vulnerable and things. Yeah. So it's,
absolutely. Yeah.
And to be honest, so maybe his business, you know, might not be done, but it's, yeah, he's got to find solutions, Danny Schofield, or otherwise he'll be under pressure early on. And it's crazy to say that, and after 1 match, bloody hell.
Yeah. I mean, like, with the fixtures that you've got coming up, I don't know whether I'm testing your knowledge a bit here with the opening first 5 games or anything, but with the first at least 3 games, so you've already lost the Burnley game, you've got us tomorrow night, and I don't know who you might have afterwards, but would you be expecting at least 6 points from these next 2 games, or will you be happy with 4 or anything?
Honestly, like I kind of said, I mean, I hope we go to win. I think, to me, the intent is as much as what we get. Tomorrow, obviously, I don't want to lose, but I want to see us attacking. I want to see us going. I want to see something a little bit different. And it seems crazy when you've just come off a season of 83 points and pretty much nearly promotion. If the officials have done a job at Wembley and what have you. But it's like, some of the football were pretty much kind of sitting there and, you know, kind of, make a goal and stuff. You saw, I don't know if you watched the playoff final, but that were us all over. We were like an hour, we kind of just sat there, game of chess, can we get nick a goal and stuff. And honestly, a little bit more than that, to be honest with you, as well. But it's, I think you'll be looking at it though, thinking we've got a chance, you know, building on last week's good point and home game. You know, it's like the first home game. Hopefully, everyone should be up for it. I know you've had a bit of a, again, turbulent summer, as always seems to be at Birmingham.
Absolutely, with
manager changes off the field, boardroom changes and stuff. So, when I went down last year, I kept 100% the fans were out of love with their, not just the team, but the club. I felt they were real. It did feel a good place to be, really.
No, it's a toxic place to be at the moment because there's no trust with anybody. It's always very on and off. And I don't know. There's no clarity with anything. And I suppose with a team that's obviously, you being a Huddersfield fan, it's harsh for you to see it even more because obviously you've just come that close from being promoted back to the Premier League to losing your manager after you've done such a great job for you last season. You know, it's what happens to football fans, unfortunately, and it's what turns football fans away from the team that they were so invested in. So, I mean, like with that Burnley game, was that the sort of feeling you got from it? Like the club was sort of slipping back into being a Championship club again almost?
Yeah, I think you get delusions of grandeur a little bit sometimes at Huddersfield, because when all said and done, it's like, you know, we've got a proud history like many clubs as well, but it was a bit of a freak season. We came from nowhere, a bit like when we went up in 2017. You know, obviously tipped us, you know, last season to get into the Premier League. So the reality is, you know, we're always going to sell us best players and things like that as well. But it's just, I think, to the coach underpins it. I think the one thing I consoled myself at Wembley, despite, you know, kind of a sick defeat, was, you know, but the players will be hungry. Obviously, Lee Nichols, keeper of the year last year, signed a new contract. Sauber Thomas, Welsh international, signed a new contract. You're thinking, Carlos, you ain't going to be messing about this season. He'll be staying. And then you've got, like, you know, other players who all had the taste of, like, the promotion, you know, of push and as well. So they'll want that, but obviously, it's a much different kind of setup there at Huddersfield now, so it's going to take time. But the thing is with Danny Schofield, he used to play for us back in, you know, I think we're like kind of late noughties, and he was a bit of a hero really for us. Kind of striker, scored a big goal in a playoff semi-final, I think. So I think the fans will give him that back in as well, even though, again, I think a lot, you know, others might say, well, it's a cheap option, typical Huddersfield, why didn't they go and get another, you know, promising young manager? But remember when Carlos came, everyone was like, what have they got him from? What's he ever done and stuff? So it's like, and I suppose you'll be getting it with John Eustace. It's like people be picking holes in his past and, you know, stuff. It's really interesting because Lee Bromby, who was the director of football at Huddersfield, a good friend of mine. And I used to watch him play at Watford, and John Eustace used to play alongside him. He was centre back, and John was, I'm sure, amazing at midfield, and he's a really good player with John. And it's interesting, obviously, that they both, obviously Lee got a coaching badge but ended up like being director of football, and John Eustace obviously
managing
you. So but I know that works in football, the crowd will be on it. Honestly, would you want their job of being a coach or manager? Not for me, man. I know they're getting paid. Honestly, but come that end of August, if we lose on tomorrow against you and then kind of a week after, maybe get knocked out of the cup against Preston Tuesday, it's be like, already, man, it'll be a knife sharp. And it's a mad job, mad world.
It is, yeah. It's a, I can't think of the right phrase, but it's like, I don't know, hunt or be hunted almost, because it's like you've got to win games, you've got to play attractive football, you've got to get the fans on side, you've got to get the players right. But
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You've obviously lost Toffolo and O'Brien, but who is your danger man? Who do you think is the guy who's going to change things? Possibly tomorrow night. Who do you think is the guy to sort of change it?
Yeah, I mean, he had a really poor game last week, but again, it's first game pre-season and what have you, you know, kind of starting early. But obviously, Sauber Thomas was a massive part of what we did. Not only just kind of what he does kind of on the pitch down the wing, but he's really, we were so good on set pieces last year. I think we're only one of the team maybe who scored more goals against us. And I said that last week, some of these comments were a bit, oh my word, what's kind of going on here? But yeah, I think if anything good comes from us, you know, it will be, you know, will be from him. You'll have to obviously keep an eye out for him and that as well. But yeah, I think he might start, you know, Jack Rodoni, who's kind of a promising young midfielder. I think Bristol City and a few other teams were after him as well. So it's always good when you kind of beat, allegedly, some other teams to his signature and that as well. And he, I mean, it was such a low bar last week. My friend who like did a max out of 10, people getting twos and ones. So
yeah.
It was a low bar. But he came on as a sub and in half. I mean, just the minimum, really, a bit of energy, a bit of skill. So maybe he might be the man. But there'll definitely be changes in our team, I think, tomorrow as well. And it's going to be a really interesting game. Honestly, I'd take a good performance in the draw now, Tommy. But you know, anything else will be a bit worry, really, for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take that in a heartbeat, especially after the season we've just had. I'd gladly
let's shake hands and we'll just watch Commonwealth Games, mate. Start the game off.
We'll just do a virtual handshake between us now. Yeah. I think it's it'd be a positive sort of note for the Blues fans, particularly if we know that a playoff team last season are starting to look a bit worried about it, which is something that maybe we should take into consideration about being a bit more optimistic, because you know, it's like we have John Eustace, we have a decent team, but there is always that danger of obviously getting too overexcited about everything. Yeah. And then, you know, we actually suddenly get reality checked and it's like 2-0 defeat. But I suppose one thing I've asked actually is like, what's the formation? What's the sort of setup that the team play at the moment at Huddersfield?
Yeah, it was an interesting kind of lineup last week as well. So we kind of went with a little bit what we've done before. So Danny Ward, the problem is last week we had one up front with Danny Ward, who scored a lot of goals this year, but he was so detached, and like the midfield kind of ball were nowhere kind of near him as well. It's also a big gap, so Burnley were kind of bringing the ball out, you know, ball up to quite easily really, and kind of getting in behind us and stuff. So there were just big gaps between, you know, kind of players as well. So a lot's going to depend on who he picks as well, because we've signed a Japanese international from Dutch team and that as well. And he's a left-sided defender, so whether he'll kind of slot in, it'll be interesting, you know, to see. Romani Edmonds Green, the guy we had on loan to Rotherham all last season, and got really highly rated when there. They obviously got promoted and stuff has come back to us. So he'll be, you know, kind of lining up at the back as well with Tom Lee's trusty kind of veteran who were brilliant for us last season. And yeah, he probably will get Josh Ruffles at fullback. But yeah, midfield's going to be anyone's guess, to be honest with you. There's rumours that Dwayne Holmes, who kind of had a really good season last year, is going to pay the price with Josh Caroma, who, you know, were really put them two were really poor last week. But to be fair, you could have had six or seven as well. But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting times really. But yeah, I could see three or four, you know, changes from last week. But it's a difficult one because we were saying at halftime, God, if you were like Mourinho, even after one game, you'd be like three, four subs. But he gave them 15 minutes, and we knew it's a bit of a brutal thing, wasn't it? In the first game, a new coach, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know about losing just a right guys, you're off. So basically, we wasted 15 minutes just watching these guys do nothing else. And then the changes come. Tino, you mentioned the guy that's going to go there, Tino Ancarin. So he's on loan from Chelsea last season. We got him in January last year. He never fit. It really weird. He gave us one cameo in a game at Coventry back end of last season. We were really good. And last week when he came on, so I'm sure he'll start tomorrow, but he had a bit of a bulldozing run when he kind of moved 2 or 3 for him. He was really highly rated. He was really weird. He was on loan in Moscow. And he had like an £18 million. If they were to sign him from Chelsea, they had to pay £18 million, which were a bit mad, really.
Yeah.
So obviously, I don't think he were ever worth that, but I think think he's that highly rated. So it was a bit of a coup, really, to get him back this season. And we're all looking forward to seeing how he is totally, you know, fit and healthy as well. And it's a bit, really, it's a weird story. But after Wembley, I went to a bar right next to the ground. It was like John Massoros and that as well. And he came in with Levi Cowell, who I sent him back last season. And I got having a few words with him. Tino never played. He never put on a sub. And I thought he'd be absolutely, like, raging with everything and, like, you know, maybe slagging the club. But he was none of it. He spoke really highly. And obviously, Carlos maybe lost a little bit of faith in him. He's gone. So I think once he's gone, Tino were like, right, yeah, I like it. Yeah. I'm going to have more chance of playing. So yeah, watch out for him. He's really good. Even Thomas on the day, you know, they could be as good as anything in that division. But it's, we need to be a hell of a lot better than last Friday, Tommy, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. With those two that you've just mentioned, does that give you a bit of optimism perhaps to make you think that you could win tomorrow night?
Yeah, definitely, because God, again, it's like having a go at you, but he's not doing Norwich or, you know,
no.
I think that's just, to me, it's like I'm always looking at Max, because obviously you've got a few changes in your team. John Ruddy's goalkeeper now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You did
well against Luton, yes.
Yeah, it's well against it's Luton, and that's a good draw. That, I mean, I know it's like early days, but you know, coming back from Kenilworth Road with a point, everyone, the old cliche, it's a tough place to go, etc. But so. But again, I just can't get out of my head. Yeah, I know we were flying last year and you weren't flying and what have you, but I'm just thinking we were so much better than you then. It's like, and obviously we've got in now and a new coach, I think we can't expect that kind of performance. And I expect you to be a lot better than that Saturday afternoon. So it'll be so interesting. Much changed teams, two different coaches, trying to put the stamp on their new clubs. It's, I think it'll be an interesting evening there.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I think both of us, as it might seem, that we both might take a point early on here, because
we've already agreed it, Tommy.
Yeah,
it's been cancelled. Save everyone's petrol; it's too expensive anyway. So yeah,
let's just stay that. Watch you on the telly.
It's an iPhone now. You can buy it, can't you?
For these
weird games, but honestly, it's really weird, Tommy. We got this first game on Friday, then we're playing you Friday. They've just moved a game against Blackpool to a Sunday because some rugby's on a Saturday. Saturday afternoon football, we had loads moved end of last season. It's a bit alien to us. So, it was frustrating with that, wasn't it? That game getting moved back. Well, it's ridiculous for that, wasn't it? From our point of view, I know guys who booked trains for Saturday and stuff. And God, as if your club didn't know that Commonwealth Games on that. That's just, I think you're on about their poor management for the club. I couldn't believe it. It's
been doing it
4 weeks before it.
Yeah, we've been doing it all season. We played Plymouth in the FA Cup last season, and it was an evening game. And I can't remember exactly what the announcement was over the tannoy, but it was something over like the trains back from Birmingham New Street. If you want to get back, if you're taking the train to the Plymouth fans, you need to go now, and the game was still going on. It's like, I mean, come on, like who sorted that out? Yeah. Plymouth, they're like from right down the other end of the country. They come up to Birmingham on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, whenever it was. Yeah, it's just poor management from all sides, I suppose. It's like, if you've got away fans who have specific booking needs, like arrange it for them, make a good match day experience, but good match day experiences are something that this club lacks for.
It just seems mad. I mean, the club will probably blame the police, etc. But, you know, the Commonwealth Games, everyone knows when they've been on. And, God, if they've had a problem, it's just, again, the fans just get the poor end of the stick, don't they? But,
Like we always do.
It is what it is, mate. Yeah, poor man.
Well, I will just quickly ask for your final prediction, because although we have already touched on this, but I'd like a firm score prediction from you. And
Janino Bacuna, Lucas Djokovic sent off, and Ozil 5-0. That'll do. But no, I'm going to go 1-1 there, Tommy. I think we might take the lead. I think you might come back, and to be honest, like keep mentioning if our performances. Anything but and something to build, and I think we'd take that. But yeah, I'm interested in your mindset. Obviously, you mentioned there you'd take a draw, but
yeah,
I think building on last week, and managed to watch our video back, he'd be like licking his lips on what we're going on last week, because we should have been out 3-4 down to be half time. But
I think it's just a
different game, but yeah.
I think it's just our strikers that let us down sometimes. Obviously, we've got Deeney, but I don't know whether his age is starting to show a bit. I don't know how good.
Didn't play much last year, did he?
Yeah. No. I doubt Scott Hogan's abilities at this sort of level now. He's starting to get on a bit as well. So I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting to see. I think a draw is a fair point for both of us, really, because obviously coming off a poor performance on the first day for you and us coming off after a good performance, or decent-ish performance against Luton. I think that's a fair way to end this little chat. So I think it's a fair enough.
It's all the best, mate. And good to chat to you.
Wicked, yeah. Well, I will just quickly sign off before we finish this episode here. If you want to have a look at the podcast that Cozzy does, I'll be sure to put them all in the description down below. If you're listening to this on a audio platform, then I'm not too sure. I don't do very well other than YouTube, I can't be honest. But thank you very much, Cozzy, for coming on and talking to us.
Cheers, Tommy.
This has been very cool.
Look after yourself, mate.
You too, mate. And we'll see you later. Keep right on.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.